The doors of the Net Up Your School are open, so don't miss our next cohort. We're closing the doors on May 23rd, 2024. The link is below this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Net Up Your School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Net Up Your, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 194 of the Net Up Your School podcast, Public Relations 101, episode 4. Welcome, my PR friend, and I promise this is the final episode on PR 101. I thought I was going to do maybe one or two episodes on PR 101. Finally, I did four. I always love to make like very condensed episodes, so you can really digest them easily. I think I can summarize my ideas in a short podcast. They don't need to be long, right? To give you some good information. So feel free, of course, to listen to the previous episodes to get a better idea of what public relations can do for you. Of course, you have now four episodes to understand very easily. It's about 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes per episode. And so in this one, I will talk about the last two steps of our famous model, the Net Up Your School model. And we deep dive on this model if you take the chance and decide to come and work with me in the next cohort. You will become a pro and use this model every day. And you know that the next cohort starts May 27, and you have probably until May 23rd, so don't miss it. It's going to be fun. And what is it, this famous program? Of course, it's a six-week program, six-week program where I guide you every step of the way with one module per week and one meeting live with me each week. So, my friend, you're going to move fast and you're going to learn fast. At the end of this training, you will have what? Your press release, your media list, and a list of influencers as well. And you will have, most important of all, demystified public relations. You will understand what it is and know it. So it's going to give you a huge advantage over your competitors. Yes. I've been training my employees and students for over 20 years. I don't know how many people, but certainly close to her, maybe more than 100. I don't know. Many people. I've of course created this method, and I've simplified it really to the level where you can really understand easily what PR is in less than two hours per week, for sure. If you do the program, you can do it probably in even less than an hour a week. But it's going to change everything in your life, I promise. And it's fun because it's as if you were becoming an employee of the Net Up PR agency. Yes, for 6 weeks. You are working with me. It's like you come to do an internship, and I have to show you, and even full-time employee, they go through this program, the same program you're going to be doing. I do the same program with them. So fun, yes. A lot of fun and great results guaranteed, I promise. And if I haven't mentioned it, you can get our free Net Up Your model. The link is below. It's this famous six-step model. So let's explore these last two steps, step number 5 and number 6. Here they are. So effective follow-ups. Yes, that's probably one of the most important steps. Yes, with finding, why they would talk about you, finding the title of your press release. And then you need to follow up, my friends. Yes. And of course, measure your results. So what do we call effective follow-ups? I'm not going to do, this is PR 101 here. So if you want to know more, of course, you have to come and work with me. So effective follow-ups, it's really part of the essential things you need to do to get the best results. Yes, sometimes even us, the agency, we send out a press release and let's say the response takes time. It's not instant. We don't get requests quickly or say, oh, this is interesting, I want to talk about it. No. And if you own your business and you do your business development, will you approach companies or clients that interest you only once? No, obviously not. You will contact them more than once. It's kind of difficult. There are different schools on how many times you have to solicit people. Media and influencer are different beasts, let's say. So sometimes I've heard you can contact people as much as 7 times, but it has to be smart when you contact them again, right? So we rarely do 7, follow-up with journalists, but we do a few, of course. And at the agency we are, at the NetApp PR agency, we became masters at this. And following up with media and influencers to grab their attention is really part of our top expertise. So it's the best thing. So you want to know more, of course, about the topic and how to capture the interest of journalists and influencers to get them talk about you for free. Yes. Well, our program at NetApp PR School is for you. And our program is called Get Featured for Free. So, voila. Last step, measuring results. Extremely important as well. It's fundamental. Did you know that when you decide to measure things, everything gets better? It's like having something to measure, like a standard. If you ask any Olympic athletes, they will tell you, of course, it's so important to measure our result because this is what they do every training they do. Like they measure just about everything. And this is how they get better. So let's say you are still trying to figure out where to start to measure your result. Set some simple goals that you can review. They don't have to be like accurate and super precise, but you could say, okay, I want to convince 3 influencers the next month to talk about our products. You have to put a time, let's say in 4 weeks, you have to convince 3 influencers. You have to get the attention of 1 trade publication, professional publication, and you want to be a guest on 1 podcast. Okay. And simply and easy, right? You can review these goals and see how it goes. You can start as simple as that. Public relations can be so much fun, my friends. And what is PR 101 again? So public relations are there to make you known, increase your visibility, awareness, make you known, increase your notoriety as well, of course. So social media does not replace PR. I hear this every week. Well, we have our social media platforms. We don't need PR. Well, no. PR complements social media. It's not the same thing. Don't talk up to the same people. So the doors to the NetApp PR School are open, my friends. I want you to come and join me. You have until May 23rd, 2024 to enroll and get your seat. So, and you will learn to get featured for free. You have the link right there. And well, if you need anything else, you know where to find me. You can go on our website as well. You'll find all my coordinates there. So hopefully I'll see you in class. But you know that more than anything, I want you to be there and listening to this podcast next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to netapppr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NetApp PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to netapp@netapppr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.